So that's we're in the bottom of Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, and the Gemara there was talking about machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Chachamim, and we ended up finishing off that Rabbi Meir held that each levisha, each time you put on a new set of clothing, you were to wear, you were to do two times washing your hands. And according to Rabbanan, there is one washing of hands following the pshita, and one preceding or after wearing, putting on the clothing. So again, for Chachamim, one was for Levisha, one was Peshitta, and Rav Meir, both of them were for the Levisha. So the last line of the Daf says the Gemara, Bishlama, the Rabbi Meir, makes sense according to Rabbi Meir, Hainu, the Mishkachla, this is how we find Asara Kiddushin. We find 10 different Kiddushin, because as Rashi is, L'chamesh Tfilos, there are 5 different Tfilos. Each time he wears clothing. So let's say he puts on Big Day Zav first. So that first time he wears Big Day Zav, he washes hands twice for that Levisha. Then he wears Big Day Lavan. It's another 2. Big Day Zav, Big Day Lavan, Big Day Zav. The 5 different clothing he puts on, so each of those 5 have 2 times washing the hands beforehand. That gives a total of 10.
That's according to
Rabbi Meir. Ella, Lirabanan, it's only Tisha Havu. Only 9, because is it for each Peshitta and Levisha. So the first one he wears Big Day Zav, he only does one Levisha. There's no Peshitta. When you remove Big Day Chol, there's no Peshitta. So there's one Levisha there. Then he takes off the Big Day Zav, that's another one. Then he puts on Big Day Lavan, that's another one, takes it off. So going in that order, so when he finally wears the last Big Day Zav, and he removes the clothing to put on Big Day Chol, the Gemara thinks you don't do a... You don't do a Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim when you remove the Big Day Zav, when you rather put on Big Day Chol, Gemara thinks. It goes, it's like this. The first time you put on, you wash your hands for Chachamim, is when you put on the Big Day Zav. So it's Levisha. Then when you take off Big Day Zav, it's a Peshitta.
So because, Levisha, because they hold that you don't wash hands for
Big Day Chol. Right. So it's according to Chachamim, it's Levisha, Peshitta, Levisha, Peshitta. And the final one, you do Levisha once, but you don't do the final Peshitta because you're about to put on new clothing, a Big Day Chol rather. Big Day Chol you put on. So the Gemara has a habit, you don't make, you don't wash that at that point. The Gemara says, no, of course you do. Armor the Chorabanan, Kedusha Basu, the very last one, the 10th one, Ki Pashit Big Day Kodesh, Vilavash Big Day Chol, Avid Lehasam. You, when you take off the Big Day Kodesh and you put on Big Day Chol, you do wash it 10 times. I'm not really quite sure the Havim, you know, because as we said yesterday, the conceptual reason for this washing for the Rabbanan was for the Pshita. So if you're removing the Big Day Kodesh at the end, I don't care what you're about to put on Big Day Chol, the Maisa you're doing Pshita on Big Day Kodesh, so of course you should require a final washing of the hands. That's in fact how the Gemara concludes. I'm not quite sure the Havim, you know, but at the end that's how it works. So again, just the Rebbe Meir says you do 2 times for each Levisha, and that's 5 Levishas, and Chum do Levisha, Peshitta, 5 different times. Levisha, Peshitta, and so on.
According to this, is that Shakon HaGadol haya mekadesh yadav, makdish yadav, raglav kasher siyem et avodat hayom.
Say that again?
It's saying that I think that so the Gemara is saying is that the Kohen used to do Magdish Yadav Raglav when he finished Avodas Hayom. So it's not really Hafshata, but it's the end of the Avodah.
Right, but the Maisa he is doing Hafshata on his Big Day Kodesh.
Right, but the reason why he did the last one. Should not like because what it says here is it's explaining it doesn't it says Besiach Yitzchak Hiksha because this is a kasha on the Ravana, right?
The Gemara presents as a kasha, right?
Right. So it says you don't understand why is it a kasha?
Right.
Because the Kohen Gadol had also did one last one when he finished the Avodah.
Right.
So it says that you have to look somewhere else for the answer, but we don't understand why it's so hard for the Gemara to understand.
Right. That's what I was pointing out. So I don't have an answer for. Okay.
Right.
He's making the same point you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay. So says the Gemara now, 3 lines down, Tanu Rabbanan. Uva Aaron el Olmoid. So Aaron enters into the Olmoid. So this is difficult to understand this next piece without like seeing the Pesukim inside. So I'm debating whether I should take out a Chumash. The context of this is in Achrimos, of course. Achrimos where it discusses all the Avodah. So Aaron does all the Avodah Yom Kippurim. And finally, at the end, it says, Uva Aaron el Olmoid. He enters into the Olmoid. So he already was in the Ol Moed there. He's already doing all the Avodah. So we're asked, Lama Huba? Why is he saying coming in? He's been in the Ol Moed the whole time. So says the Gemara, Eino Ba El Lahotzi as a Kafu Machta. He's coming in to remove the kaf hamachta. What happens? Aaron places the ketores, the kaf hamachta. The kaf had was a spoonful of ketores. The machta was the pan of the hot coals. He brought it into the kodesh kedoshim, put them together, poured the spices on top of the coals, and then all the smoke and the incense was throughout the kodesh kedoshim. He leaves it there. Aaron leaves the base of the kodesh kedoshim rather, and starts sprinkling the blood on the various parts of the Aaron and on the parochas and the mizbech. Later on, he has to go back and clean up the mess he left in the kodesh kedoshim. He has to go back in. So that's what it means. With Aaron el olmoid, he goes back into the olmoid simply to remove hotzos kafu machta. Now, there's a shaila, there's a discussion, there's some diukim, and there's very long toses on the side, and other rishonim, whether this din of hotzak kafa machta had this din of avoda or not. Was it considered an avoda? Toses has this line towards the end where he calls it an avoda. Others, I don't remember exactly who, others say it's not an avoda, but he has to go clean up his mess that he left. So that's what it means of va'ar when he goes into the Kodesh Kedoshim to remove hotzas kafu machta. So the Gemara says now...
Is it the last thing he does, or this is before?
So it's the last thing that's listed in the Torah, in the Pesukim,
right.
But it's not the last thing. We'll see in a second. This Pesuk is actually going to be removed and placed somewhere in the different. So that's what the Gemara says now. Ha-parsha kula, the entire parsha of Achimos, Nemra al-Haseder, is said, the Pesukim are all in order of what takes place, chutz mi-Pasuk zeh, except for this very last Pesuk, uva'aron, they actually transplant it, to put it somewhere in the middle of the Avodah, even though it's presented last. My time. How do they know this pasuk's out of order? So Amr of Chista, Gemiri, they have a Gemiri, which Rashi tells us. Did Rashi tell us this? Maybe Rashi doesn't tell us this. Toso seems to indicate that's halach mosh misinai. The word Gemiri means halach mosh misinai. Some Achronim say the word Gemiri doesn't always mean halach mosh misinai, but we'll take that. Gemiri means Gemara, Masara. They had a Masara. They had a halach mosh misinai. That. There had to be chamesh tvilos, but asar kedushin, as the Mishnah told us, 5 different dippings and 10 different washings of the hand. Tova kohen gadol mekadesh babayo. Now, the ikasidjon, if you read the pesukim in order as was, so lo mishkachasla ela shlosh tvilos ve shlosh kedushin, you only find 3 and 6. Why? So the way it works is the way the pesukim are organized. It first talks about big day zav that he wears, the regular tumid. Then it talks about the entire avodas yom kippurim, which is big day lavan. And then it says at the end, big day zav of tamid shel bein harbaim. So there's only 3, gold, silver, gold. So the last one, which is hotzas kaf machta, the last one, they take out and they place somewhere in between the golds. So now the gold is separate by white. So there's now this gold, white, gold. And that has 5 different changes of clothing.
And that is what it's halacha. That's what it's halacha l'moshe Mishinai.
Halacha l'moshe Mishinai is that they have to be 5.
Right,
so something, but
okay.
Not that that pasuk is uprooted.
Right.
They choose that pasuk. The Tosafot discuss why the pasuk is chosen, but the Chacham had to say, well, which pasuk is out of order? What's going to create 5, not 3? So they felt necessary that hotzos kaf machta must be the one that's in the wrong place. They removed it and took the white and placed it somewhere between the gold, and now you have white gold, white gold. White gold, white gold, white gold. Okay. That's the twin. No, white gold, right. No, gold, white, gold, yeah. Gold, white, gold. There you go. That gives us the 5 different dippings and the 10 kiddushim. So the Gemara says, Tanya, Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Yehuda says, Minayin l'chomesh tvilos v'asar kedushin shetovo kohen gadol u'mekadesh baba yom.
This is finished. He doesn't explain why the pasuk, where the pasuk is placed, but where.
Well, so the Gemaras will discuss this. We could look at the Gemaras to talk exactly what the Machlok is much later on in the Masechta. Machlok is Tanayim. Where exactly within the gold are you placing the white? It separates between different karbanos musaf. They discuss where exactly it goes. That's for later. But it goes somewhere between the gold. I think Rashi maybe discusses here where exactly it's going to go. Let's see. Okay, fine. So it says the Gemara now. Why not read the Rashi? Let's make it clear. If you look at the Rashi, Lo Mishkachas Behen El Shalosh Tvilos, it's a little further down, around halfway down in Rashi's. Lo Mishkachas Behen El Shalosh Tvilos. Achas Atamet Shashachar, Ve'achas Beino, U'Bein Avodos Hayom, Kulo, Im El Tzaz Kaf Machte, all the white begotten, that's the entire Avodos Yom Kippur. Ve'achas, the third one, Bein Hotzaz Kaf Machte, Le'elav El Ha'am, which is the part of the Musaf, Imahim Hamusafim V'Tamet Shibarabim, which is all the gold. So that's only 3. It's gold, white, gold. L'fikach Tzach L'hafzik Elo V'El Ha'am, which is wearing gold, Bein avodas yom during the rest of the day, lotzas kafo machta, lotzas tapsik bein elo ve'el ha'am l'tamid shel bein harbayim. So the way it works is as follows: gold is for tamid shel shachar, white is for all the avodas yom kippurim, then gold again for elo ve'el ha'am, which is part of the, you know, kind of part of the carbon musaf. Then they do white for tzas kaf machta. Then they do the rest of the musaf and the tamid shel bein harbayim. That's how it's broken up. Hare Chamesh, and let's just redefine again to finish Rashi off. Tamid Shashachar bebig day zav, avodas hayom bebig day lavan, elov el ha'am bebig day zav al mizbech achitzon, otas kafamach the bebig day lavan, umusafin v'tamid shabin arbaim the bebig day zav, and that's how it's broken up. Okay, so now the Gemara says again, Tanya Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Minayin l'chamesh tefilos v'asar kedushin shetovahen kohen gadol mekadesh babayom. What's the source? What's the source? We just said this halach mush m'sinai before, that you're supposed to have 5 and 10. Why are you looking for a pasuk? Halach mush m'sinai is not a pasuk. If you look at the top Tosas here, Tosa asks this question. No, it's Masorah. Yeah, Torah Shebal Peh.
Yeah, but the Torah Shebal Peh, the Torah Shebechtad is not a kind of a hint of Torah Shebal Peh. Meaning, it's the main. It's, the Torah Shebal Peh is broken down of Torah Shebechtad. Basically, how to do that, that you know, it says, but how you're saying it, then Torah Shebal Peh.
Right, so we have these cases, Halach Mush M'Sinai, which has no hint at all in the Torah.
It's it usually not be like that. Usually, yeah, when it's Halach Mush M'Sinai, is that there is no hint. Right. That's why it's called Halach Mush. The reason why it's Halach Mush M'Sinai is because there is no hint, so you say...
I thought the Chumash is kind of a code book. The
Torah
Shebal Peh is the...
Well, it's
Masara.
The answer for this
code. So I'll give you an example. Gemara in Tainis, Daf wants to look for a source of Nisach Hamayim. Nisach Hamayim is on Sukkot. They pour some water on the Mizbeach to accompany the carbon tamid. Every day of Sukkot there'd be water on the Mizbeach. So, well, what's the source? So one opinion says, well, there's a hint. You look through all the Pesukim in Parshas Pinchas, which discusses the Karbanos of Sukkah, Sukkis, it says there's an extra mem, there's an extra yud, and there's an extra mem. The darshan, it says mayim, that's the remez. Others say, no, it's halach mush m'sinai. Maybe it's not a stira, they're both true. One's halach mush m'sinai and one's a remez. Elamai, no, when there's halach mush m'sinai, that means that there is no remez in the Torah for it.
I see.
So there's no hint at all for it in the Torah. So the question is, if the Gemara just told us halach mush m'sinai, so why is the Gemara going ahead to look for a source? So the top Tosos asks, Temali. If it's a loch l'mosh m'sinai, what's the need for a pasuk? The kaman. So the yesh lomar I lav kroy. Had there not been a pasuk, have a mina chomesh tefilos yitzvol afilu bezer chazer. You need 5 tefilos. So that was the mesora. 5 tefilos. So do go in, come out. Go in, come out. Just 5 right after the next. That's why you need a pasuk. The kashu mishanim avodah levodah avilu. No, you can't just do it all in one shot. You have to do it when changing over begadim. Now, vilav hilchasa, had there not been halacha mush m'sinai, havamina, I would have thought einu mishanim avodah levodah ela gimel pamim. You only change over 3 times. Davilu gimel tefilos v'sulo, only 3 tefilos. So the Masorah tells me you need a total of 5. You have to switch things up a little bit. So both of them are really necessary. Okay, so says the Gemara now again. Tanya Amar Yehuda, minayin l'chamish tefilos v'asar kedushin shetov v'kohen gadol b'kadosh b'boyom. What's the source? They do 5 times. Tamalomer uva Aaron el ol moed. He comes into the ol moed. Ufashat es big day habad. He removes his clothing. Uverachatz es besaro. He washes. B'mayim, goes into the mikvah. B'makum kadosh. V'lovash es big gadol. Then he wears new clothing. V'yatzav asa. And he goes out to do the avoda. So halamalata, we learn from this pasuk, shekola mishana me'avodah levodah ton tefila, because the pasuk says, he takes off clothing, goes to the mikvah, and puts on new clothing. So you see from here, every time he changes his clothing, he has to go into the mikvah. I'm a Rebbe. Rebbe says, no, I'll tell you a different source. Yeah.
This pasuk is not here, right?
Pasuk is in Achremos, yeah.
The second one, the ketan is bad, because he wasn't
one's in Pasuk Chakima, one's in Pasuk Chavdalet. They're right next to each other. You should understand. Number Aleph and Beis, these two, is read together.
Yeah, this is Tet Perek Tet Zayin Dalet.
Yeah, it's Tet Zayin. Oh, Tet Zayin. No, this one is Tet Chav. No, you don't have. You're missing a pasuk.
That's
like,
right.
Yeah.
I cannot find it.
Right? Yeah, you. Wait, you
I'm
have Aleph.
Pasuk,
you're missing a pasuk. Yeah.
That's right, I'm going to make it up. Yeah. Oh, okay, now I get it.
What do you mean you're missing a pasuk?
He's missing a pasuk.
Am I? No, right. Well, no. The side, by where I stoop sukkim, you guys only have 2 sukkim.
That's I couldn't find it. Okay.
Right, so they're right next to each other. So he takes off clothing, goes to the mikvah, and puts on new clothing. So we see every time he changes over clothing, he has to go to the mikvah. Comes along Rebbe. I'm a Rebbe. He has a different source. Minayin l'chamish tfilos v'asar kedushin shetovol kohen gadol u'mekadish bo'yom. How does he know? Shenemar ksonas bad kodesh yilbash. He puts on the clothing. U'michnesevad yihu al b'saro. Puts on the pants. V'avnei bad yachkor. He puts on the belt. U'b'mitzefas bad yitznof b'gdei kodeshem. And then he wears the hat. And he goes into the mikvah, and he wears them. So we see from here, he goes into the mikvah, and then he puts on the clothing. So we see that every time he puts on clothing, he has to go to the mikvah. And Rebbe says further, he brings a second pasuk. So what does it mean, big day kodeshem? We already know the big day kodesh. What's the extra words of big day kodesh? To have a hekesh of all the big day kodesh, whether it's the big day zahav that he wears, or whether it's the big day lavan that he wears, all of them require tefillah. The chamish avodas hein, and it ends up being five different avodas. Talmud shashachar be big day zahav, avodas hayom be big day lavan, elov el ha'am be big day zahav, kafu machle be big day lavan, talmud shalbein rabbi be big day zahav. So we see from here that every time he changes over clothing, it's going to be a total of five different tefillahs. Now they want to know. So that tells us that's a source for wearing, for going to the mikvah each time you change over clothing. However, minayin, how do you know shekol tefillah tzricha shnei kedushim? How do you know each mikvah is accompanied by two washings of the hands and legs? The Talmud Omer, the pasuk says, ufashat v'rachatz v'rachatz v'lavash. I think the Gemara is going to explain this a little bit further. Right, so I think the Gemara addresses this a bit later on. Look for Rashi here. All right, so right, this pasuk, by the way, so Rebbe used a different pasuk than Rebbe Yehuda. Now Rebbe's analyzing what the pasuk that Rebbe Yehuda learned from, that his Rebbe Yehuda source for five tefillos, so that becomes available to Rebbe to make a drasha. That pasuk must be referring to washing the hands and the legs. So again, there are two different sources for wash to go into the mikvah. So first source Rebbe uses, the second source he has available to use, well, we can't be talking about mikvah because he already learned mikvah from a different pasuk, must be referring to a different type of rechitza, namely the rechitza of washing hands and legs. That's his source. Make sense? Okay. Now, comes along Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Shimon, Omer, Kavachomer, I have a Kavachomer, Ma b'makom she'ein ta'an tefila, ta'an kiddush makom, ta'an kiddush, Makom shetan tefila ino din shetan kiddush. So just like in a place normally where you do not require tefila, which Rashi tells us, I think you're referring to Rabbi Yehuda here.
But that's not...
You don't like this kal v'chomer?
Well, because you could say that the tefila replaces the kiddush. When you do tefila, you're doing kiddush. You're doing something much more than kiddush.
No, I think they're very different. No, they're very different. Let's say talking
Hilchos Mechilas Yedayim. It's not in the kiyor. Is that what it is?
Because I'm not sure kiyor, but let's say for example in Mechilas Yedayim. So I have to wash my hands. Let's say in the morning. So dipping them in the mikvah is not going to work necessarily. It's a discussion about what they work, which types they work for, but they go back and forth about. Okay. They serve different purposes.
Right.
So I'm not sure if you could say that. So just look at Rashi for a second. Rashi, three lines from the bottom. Ma Malkum Shein Ton Tefila. This is the Kal V'Chomer of Rabbi Eliezer. Just like the place you do not require Tefila. Kol Yemos Hashana, all year long, Habalavo, the person who comes to do an avoda, ain't a town tefila min haTorah, ela midivrei sofim lizchor tuma yishana. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Remember, we spoke 2 days ago that why do you have to have an initial tefila before entering the Beis Hamikdash? So Ben Zoma thought it was a din deraisa. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it was simply a divrei sofim to remind the person maybe he has had an old tuma. There's no real requirement. So the Kal V'Chomer, according to within Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, is as follows. Back to the Gemara again. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon, Omer, Kal V'Chomer, Ma b'makom shein ton tefila. Just like the rest of the year, you do not require tefila. However, ton kiddush, you do require kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. That's a issa d'raisa if you do a voda without washing your hands. How makom shetan tefila, a place, namely Yom Kippur, where we require the Kohen Gadol to have a tefila, eino din shetan kiddush, is it not a Kal V'Chomer that they certainly require kiddush yadayim v'raglayim? So that's his source for Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim based on this Kal V'Chomer, as opposed to Rebbe, who learned it out from the extra pasuk. So, I ma lahalan Kiddush Echad, afkan Kiddush Echad. So what do you mean? If the source is based on this Kal V'Chomer, so just like the rest of the year, you only require one washing of the hands. Here, to also Yom Kippur, you should only require one washing of the hand for each tefillah. Tamalomar, so the pasuk says, Uva Aaron el ol moed, ufashet is bigodav asher lavash. So Aaron comes into the ol moed. He removes the clothing that he just wore. What do you mean, matamalomar asher lavash? Klum adam poshet el asher lavash. What's the pasuk saying? He took off the clothing that he was wearing. Of course, he was wearing clothing that he took off. Just say he took off the clothing. What do you mean, took off the clothing that he was wearing? So it must be el lahakish pshita levisha. It's making a hekesh of the levisha to the pshita, pshita to the levisha. Ma levisha ton kiddush, just like when you are putting on clothing, when you put on the clothing, you wash your hands. Af pshita ton kiddush. Also, so too, when you remove the clothing, you wash your hands as well. That gives us two kiddushim for each tefillah. So 2 times 5, of course, gives us a total of 10. That's the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon.
But this is just explaining the Kal Vachomer. This is just explaining why the Kal Vachomer, why we say two and not one according to the Kal Vachomer.
Exactly.
Okay.
And this word only works according to Rabbanan, right? Because your Meir says there's two on the Levisha.
Correct. Correct. According to the way we concluded.
One second. And the Kal Vachomer only works according to Rabbi Yehuda, not according to Rabbanan, because they hold that you don't have to be toilet when you go in.
But according to Ben Zoma, who required there is a tefillah,
right.
You couldn't make such a Kal Vachomer.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's a little complicated. They all have different issues and different opinions. So, right, not so clear. Right, not hard, but you have to figure everything out, keep everything in mind. So, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Minayin l'chamesh tefillot v'asar kedushin shetovo kohen gadol mekadesh babayom. Now we're analyzing Rabbi Yehuda. We saw Rabbi Yehuda already. So, what was the source? So, the Gemara continues to say that Tamalomer uva aron el moed v'rachat es besar b'mayin b'mokum kadosh halamad tashakol ha'mishan me'avod el'avod ton tefillah. So, that was restating the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, again, that he said the fact that the pasuk says he went to the ol moed, he washed his body before putting on the clothing, so we see from there every time you change clothing over. So that pasuk says, Ashkechein mi bigdei lavan v'van l'bigdei zav. That pasuk is referring to when he's going from bigdei zav from bigdei lavan to bigdei zav. How do I know mi bigdei zav l'bigdei lavan? That's he's going from the gold clothing to the white clothing, minayin. What's the source that also requires a tefillah changing over in that direction?
Okay, here is reviewing what we said before, or
yeah, we're restating.
I'm Rabbi Yehuda.
That's restating what we had before about the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda.
Okay,
we quote that's around 4 lines
because
of.
He doesn't hold that it's halacha Moshe Mishina.
He holds according to Tosfos, everyone agrees it's halacha Moshe Mishina, but you need both.
Just
sukkim.
Both, because okay. So
where's the source?
When it's done.
So according to Rabbi Yehuda, so this he had that statement. So we only know according to Rabbi Yehuda that going from white to gold. You have to go to the mikvah, because that's what the pasuk is referring to, from white to gold. How do we know from gold to white requires a tefillah also? Satana de Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel teaches us a Kal Vachomer. Ma big days of she'en kar nichnas behen lifnai v'lifnim ton tefillah. So here, you're going from white to gold. You're about to put on gold clothing. You're seemingly going down in level now, because you're going to some 8 begadim, which are not worthy of entering into the Kodesh Kedashim, Lefnai Lefnim, it's Kodesh Kedashim, yet you still require tefillah for going down level, if you will. Tal and tefillah, Bigei Lavan, Shenichnas, Behen Lefnai Lefnim, putting on white clothing, which is seemingly bringing you to a high level, which allows you to go to the Kodesh Kedashim, Eino Din, Shetal and tefillah. Is it not a Kavachomer that should certainly require tefillah? So that's the Kavachomer. Gemara says this is not a clear Kavachomer, because Ikal Mifrach, one could ask the following question. Mala big days of Shekin Kaparasa Maruba. There's a lot more kapar that's achieved through the big days of. So if you look at Rashi top line says Kaparasa Maruba. Shemeshamesh Behen Kolimos Hashana, that the Kohen Gadol wears the whole year. He wears this. So 353 days, according to the Jewish calendar, he wears the big days of. It's a lot more kapar is achieved. There, the first parak tells us that what's the kapara that's achieved? It's strange for us. What's the ultimate kapara of Yom HaKippurim? What is it? When a person who's tamei who enters into the base of Mikdash, or a person who's tamei who eats kachim, that is the ultimate kapara that's needed on Yom Kippur. Very strange. You'd think that's the ultimate kapara that's needed. So, but yeah, in Echanami, that's what it is. That happens just once a year. But the big day zav, which he wears every single day, and the Kohen Gadol wears all the time doing avoda, and the big adam themselves, says the Gemara in Erechin, also achieves a certain amount of kapara. Like, for example, the choshen is a kapara for all, the choshen rather here is a kapara for, I forget which ones it is already. Let's say the mitznefes that he wears is a kapara, and the tit is a kapara for Baal Gaiv issues. And, you know, the me'il is something for Lashon Hara. there's all these different kaparas that's achieved to all the begadim he wears. And he wears it every single day of the year, except for even the one day Yom Kippur, he still wears the big days off for part of the day. So a lot more kapar is achieved through Big Day Zav, so you can't make a Kavah Chomer. Big Day Zav seems to be greater than Big Day Lavan. So now it makes sense that when he goes from Big Day Lavan to Big Day Zav, he goes into the mikvah, but the other direction, going down the level, there's no rye that he's supposed to go into the mikvah. So Elul Gemara says, Nafgalei midi Rebbe. He learns that from Rebbe. From the pasuk that Rebbe uses. Look at Rashi, Nafgalei midi Rebbe. Ksonis bad kodesh yabash v'rachatz b'mayim l'veishem. From there, that pasuk, where that pasuk he connects, Rebbe had the hekesh. He says, "How do I know Levishin Pshita?" So from that hekesh, I think he's learning it out from. Does that make sense? I think that's where he learns it out from.
Me'ato pasuk sheRabbi dorash chiyuv ze, klomar me'pasuk ketonet v'al kodesh levash v'rachat v'amim et v'saro. Pasuk ze medaver al levishat bigdei lavan kesheva leikanes lakodesh la'avod et ha'avodat ha'miyuchedet yom kippurim ve'im ken. יש לי מאוד ממנו שאף כשמחליף בגדי בגדיו לבגדי לבן טוען תבילה.
I see. So it comes out as a follows. Again, just to recap. Rabbi Yehuda,
you see better than me.
Rabbi Yehuda.
What? You understand behavior better than me.
Why?
By the way, it happens.
Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi.
It's mean, you know, if you think about it.
There are two opinions, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi. They each learn from two different sources in Parshas Akrimos. So one pasuk is referring to from going to gold to white. One pasuk is from white to gold.
Right.
So Nishi Rabbi Yehuda just brought the pasuk when going from white to gold that you require tefillah. The Gemara tells us he also used the pasuk Rabbi that says going from gold to white also requires mikvah. So really both pasukim are needed to teach us, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that they each require tefillah.
Do we say that the Kohen Gadol doesn't go to Kodesh HaKodashim with Big Zav because of the Egel HaZav?
Yes, that's a
Gemara, right?
Yeah. Rosh Hashanah talks about that. Ink Teganas or Snager.
Right, thank God.
Okay, says the Gemara now. Amar Rebbe.
So it's interesting that he wouldn't use that as a teretz. That's the only reason why Big Day. Like, no, you could say normally Big Day Zahav has more chashivas, but the fact that we say in Sanigor and Asekategor, we don't let him do it, but normally it would be more chashiv.
Right, I say
that could be a better teretz. Maybe.
Is it better or different?
Or different, whatever, maybe not better. Because it's different, probably, if it wouldn't because of Egel Azav, he would have Egel Hazav, he would have gone in with Big Day Zav to do Kodesh HaKodesh.
But the fact that he doesn't, maybe that shows that the Big Day Zav is worse now, after the fact.
Because it kind of reflects a little bit.
Egel Zav, so maybe that brings it down lower than Big Day Lavan.
Okay.
So says the Gemara now. Now we're going to analyze the opinion of Rebbe. So Amar Rebbe, Minayin L'chamish Tfilos V'Asar Kedushin Shetova Kohen Gadol Mekadesh Bo Bayom. This is all again restating his opinion. Tamalomer, Ksonis Bad Kodesh, Shilbash, he wears the shirt, halamata shekol hamishanim me'avoda lavoda shetan tefila. Okay, so this we learn from here that any time a person changes clothing, he has to go into the mikvah. So the Gemara says, ashkechan mi big dezav le big dezav lavan. This pasuk is talking about going from gold to white. So I know gold to white, you're supposed to change clothing. Mi big dezav le big dezav from white to gold. Minayin? How does he know? So tana de Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel tries the second time. Kal v'chomer. It's a kal v'chomer. Ma big dezav lavan she'ein kapar samuba tuan taunan tefila. When putting on the white clothing, there's not so much kapara. You're seemingly going down a level to wear the lavan. Yet the pasuk says you require tefillah. Big day zav shekapar samuba ino din shetan tefillah. When you're going from white to gold, where you're going to a greater set of clothing, the big day zav, which is mechaper the entire year, is it not a kavachomer that should require tefillah? I'm just trying to remember now. By the way. Just coming to mind for a second. Rashi said the top is kaparsa meruba. The definition of meruba is because it happens more times a year. It's in terms of quantity. Now, I seem to be remembering this. Tosas Yeshanim says something about more about the quality of it.
Here, it's a shem prepared by him. It doesn't say that it's tadir.
Ah, there you go. Okay, exactly. It has more. It's able. The scope of the kapar
right.
is much wider than that of, which Rashi might seem to indicate also. I'm not sure. Because Rashi says, avodas panim is only once a year. But he also talks about the type of kapara being achieved as well. So there's two differences. One is the frequency, and one is the scope of the kapara. Okay.
Did you just say that the one for Yom Kippur is only for Tamei?
Exactly. So when I was saying it, I was just reading that Rashi, but Rashi seems to be making two points, I guess. One point is the frequency, and then one point is also it only focuses on one type of kapara as opposed to... okay, so... But I think Tosfos Shah is out a little clearer than Rashi. Okay, there's a Tosfos Yeshanim here. I see he talks about this. So Gemara says, So it seems to be a kavah chomer. Tana the big Rabbi Shmuel has a kavah chomer. So Gemara says it's not a kavah chomer. Ikal mifrach, you can ask. Mal big day lavan shekain nichnas ben lefanai lefanim. So what do you mean? The big day lavan is greater than big day zav because you're allowed to enter into the kodesh kodashim now with the big day lavan. That says the Gemara for that very reason, for that flaw in the kavah chomer. That's why the Brisa continued. Rebbe continued. V'omer, he said, it also says in the pasuk, "Big day kodesh heim v'rachat is besar b'mayim ulveisham," and goes on to say that the chamish avodas heim tamid shashachar big day zav tamid shashachar big day zav avodas yom be big day lavan elu ve'el ha'am be big day zav kaf machta be big day lavan tamid shabin arba'im be big day zav. So that's a continuation of Rebbe. I mean, Rebbe says, you're right. I don't know from the kavah homer. But I do know it from the fact that Big Day Kodesh Heim connects the words of Lavash, of all the Levishas, all the different clothing, through the Tekesh that require Tefillah. Not only from Big Day Lavan to Big Day Zav, but even from Big Day Zav to Big Day Lavan also require. Right, is that clear? A little unclear? Should I repeat that again? Look at Rashi. Maybe Rashi definitely says it clearer than I do. Rashi, five lines from the top. The first narrow line in Rashi, Hainu Dikasani. B'milsa de Rebbe. That's why Rebbe himself continues to say in the Brisa, "V'omer big day kodesh heim." Why is he stressed that pasuk? V'hachi darishle. This is the drasha. Tala hakasa. The pasuk is dependent on tam atfila. What's the reason of the tefila? Bishvil shehem big day kodesh. Because they're big day kodesh. Lilamedcha shekol chalifos b'big day kodesh bo bayom tam tefila. To say all the big day kodesh, whether it's zav to love and the zav, all them big day zav gam heim kodesh. All them are kodesh. All big day kodesh require a tefillah. That's what the continuation of Rebbe is meant to mean.
Here's a mashmash shebechol ed shelobesh big day kodesh taun tefillah. Big day zahazahav hem kriim big day kodesh.
Right. Okay. So you have to map these out to get the whole chart of how everyone Rebbe Huda versus Rebbe.
Right.
But as we're reading through, I'm hoping it makes sense.
But they all agree that you have to do tefillah.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. No one argues that lemaisa. There's no nafkamina.
That's how you get there.
It's just all in terms of limudim.
Right.
I don't think there's a nafkamina. So the Gemara continues now and says, "Uminayin." This is also a quotation from the previous brisa. Is around halfway down. Uminayin shekol tefila v'tefila tzricha beis kiddushim. Yeah, I read that. We can read it again if you want. Didn't read that. Chamesh avodas hein. Tamid shashachar bebig deizav avodas yom hayom bebig deilavon elu ve'el ha'am bebig deizav kaf machta bebig deilavon tamid shabin arba'im bebig deizav. That's again a list of all the avodas. The five different sets of the avodos. So now the Gemara continues. Uminayin shekol tefila v'tefila tzricha beis kiddushin. How do I know?
So he has to put big day lavan because he cannot go in. So the only way you can take out the machta from the kodesh hakodashim is with the big day lavan.
Exactly.
So he only puts big day lavan because he has to go in and take out the machta.
It's very strange. He wears it, puts on the big day lavan, goes in, removes hotas kaf machta, and that's all.
It.
Right. Everything else is wearing the white clothing. All the other avodas yom kippurim with white clothing is all done in one shot, other than tzas kaf machta. So the Gemara says now minayin shekol tefila v'tefila tzricha beis kiddushin. How do I know each tefila requires a two sets of kiddushin, one before, one afterwards? Talmud Lomar, the pasuk says again. This is a quotation still from the previous brisa. Ufashat v'rachat v'rachat v'labash.
Sorry, I think high tefila k'tiv.
You lost here.
Because I have high tefillah active, no?
You're looking on the wrong side of the Gemara, that's why.
That's true. I'm ahead. No, you said Upashat Barachah V'Lavash, right? Or we didn't say
that. Yeah, I just said that, yeah.
And after that, what do you have?
High betvila.
Right, and you said that earlier?
No, not yet. So this high, again, the pasuk says, Tamalomar Ufashat Barachah V'Rachah V'Lavash.
Okay.
So that pasuk is connecting that the word V'Rachah, it says V'Rachah only one time, but they throw it in between the words of Fashat Vilavash to teach me that it can't be teaching me to do a tefillah because Rebbe already learned a tefillah from a different pasuk. So what's Rachat in this context talking about? It must be talking about a different type of washing, namely washing hands and legs. So the Gemara wants to analyze this now. Hai betefillah ksiv. This is talking about tefillah, not talking about Rachat's. What's the whole pasuk here on the side here? It says Rachat is bisar v'mayim. Rachat is bisar v'mayim b'makom kadosh. It's clearly the simple pshat is referring to going to the mikvah. How can you take this pasuk about the mikvah and say it's referring to kiddush adayim v'reglaim, washing only the hands and legs? So it says the Gemara, im eino inin l'tvila, if it can't be referring to tvila, because the nafkalei mibig de kodesh, we already learned it out from the different pasuk of Rebbe, so it's now it seems to be extra. So Tenayel in the Kiddush. So therefore, we're able to take the pasuk and apply it to a different type of washing, namely washing Kiddush or Daim Raglaim. Meaning, Erechanami, the pasuk chat is referring to going to the mikvah, but they can't be referring to really the mikvah because that's already taken from a different pasuk. So we're able to take the liberty and say it applies to a different type of washing, namely Kiddush or Daim Raglaim. So says the Gemara, V'licht Vei Rachmana, Blushing Kiddush. So why doesn't the pasuk just simply say, make things clear, write it, V'kiddush Shadayim Raglaim? Why does it have to be confusing and say, V'rachatis Pesor B'mayim, and have to make this Rasha? Just say straight out, V'kiddush Shadayim Raglaim in the pasuk. Why doesn't it say that? Hakamash Milam, this comes to teach us, says the Gemara, the Tefillah Kiddush. They have to be, Tefillah has to be like Kiddush. Why? Ma Kiddush V'makum Kadosh, just like washing the hands and legs, is from the Kiyur, and the Kiyur was situated in the Makum Kadosh, namely the Azara. Af tvila b'makum kadosh. So to the dipping, the mikvah also has to be b'makum kadosh. Okay, that's all according to Rabbi Yehuda. Now Rabbi Yehuda, it's Rabbi rather. Now Rabbi Yehuda, kiddush
mina.
Who is Rabbi? Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, no?
No.
This Rabbi Yehuda is different.
I'm asking.
Yeah.
This is Rabbi Yehuda Nasi.
Rabbi is Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. Rabbi Yehuda Stam is just Rabbi Yehuda. I'm not sure. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira maybe.
Rabbi Yehuda Bar Laya.
That's Stam Rabbi Yehuda. How do we know that? Gemara and... No, okay. So, Rabbi Yehuda Kiddush Minale. How does Rabbi Yehuda know Kiddush? We just explained how Rabbi knows Kiddush. How does Rabbi Yehuda know Kiddush? Minale. Nafkale midi Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, like the Gemara said. And we had the Kal V'chomer on Amud Aleph. What was his Kal V'chomer again?
V'chol makom sheton tvila ta'un Kiddush. Mehekesh shita...
Right.
Levisha sheton...
And the Kavachom, every day of the year, where there's, according to Rabbi Huda, at least Rabbi Huda, not this right. Rabbi Huda from 2 days ago, that you do not require a tefillah midiraisa entering in, but you do require Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. So too, on the Kavachomer to a Kohen Gadol, who requires tefillah each time, right. He should certainly require Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. That's how Rabbi Huda learns it out. Now, Amar Rav Chista, Ha de Rabbi Mafka midi Rabbi Meir, Umafka midirabanan. Am I reading that correctly?
My mercy, the Rabbi.
Hadirabbi, mafka midirabbi meir, mafka midirabanan. So Rabbi learns out from both Rabbi Meir and from Rabbanan. What does this mean? I was going to analyze in a second. So let's see. Not mafka, is actually, look at Rashi.
Here says Benigud, on the contrary, he's opposed. He doesn't.
Exactly. Mafka motzas simichlal. He doesn't hold like Rabbi Meir,
and doesn't hold like Rabbanan.
So let's see why not. So again, this is referring to Rabbanan and Rabbi Meir in regards to the Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. That Rabbi Meir held that you need to stay Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. Both of them are for the Levisha. And Rabbanan held one was for Pshita, one was for Levisha. Apparently, Rabbi's going to hold differently. How? Let's read this. So Amar Rav Chista, Had Rabbi Mafka Midrabi Meir, U Mafka Midrabanan. He doesn't hold like either one. Mafka Midrabanan. He's not like Rabbanan. De'ili Rabbanan Amri Kishihu Lavush Mekadesh. When he wears the clothing, he washes his hands. Ve'ihu Amar. However, Rabbi held Kishihu Poshet Mekadesh. When he removes the clothing, is when he washes the hands.
Because Ufashad Barachat Ve'Lavash. That's his limb.
Aha. You take off the clothing, then you wash your hands.
Right.
U Mafka Midrabi Meir. He's different than Rabbi Meir. Dilu Rabbi Meir Amar, Ha Kiddush Basit, the last one, Kishu Lavash Mekadesh, when he still wears the clothing, he washes the hand and then takes off the clothing, the final one. V'iyu Amar, Rabbi however holds, Amar Kishu Poshet Mekadesh, when he takes off the clothing, his waist Mekadesh on his hands. So you see, this Rabbi is differs than Rabbanan and Rabbi Meir.
But the hope shot that Rabbi learned from the Pasuk Upashat Barachas Velaba shows that he doesn't hold like Rabbi Meir and he doesn't hold like
right. Because again, Upashat Barachas means he takes off the clothing, then he washes his hands, while Rabban held no, you first wash your hands and then you take off the clothing.
Because the Shimush of Beged is the one that creates the Chiyuv of what of right?
The shimush of the beged.
Meaning that you have to wash when you're wearing the beged.
So. Well, he had that drasha, kishu
right.
Lavush.
Right, kishu. So that's it. From that point of view, that's why Rabbanan is not. And then Rabbi Meir.
Right. Right. And Rabbi Meir felt that the last one you wear, while you're wearing the beged kodesh, you wash your hands and then take it off, while he says you take it off and then
right.
Wash your hands.
Right.
Okay. Fine.
So this kind of sign is good.
So says the Gemara now, where are we? Amar Rav Hacha now? Rav Hacha, I think? Yeah. Amar Vacha, Bar Yaakov. Hakol Modim, everyone agrees, B'kiddush Sheni, the second washing of the hands, Shalovesh V'Harkach Mekadesh. You first put on the clothing, and then you wash your hands. Why? My timer. Damar Kra, O B'gishtam El HaMizbeach. When you come close, you encounter the Mizbeach. So this pasuk in the context, let's get the whole pasuk here on the side. The pasuk is talking about V'vom El Ol Moed in general, when you enter the Ol Moed, your Chatzim Ayim, you're supposed to wash your hands. Below Yamus, you won't die. O B'gishtam El HaMizbeach, or you come close to the Mizbeach, you have to wash your hands. And if you don't, you have a Chiv Misa if you do an Avodah without washing your hands. So the Drasha is, Misha Ein Mechosa El HaGisha, the only time that you, the chiv to wash your hands is if the only thing left to do is gisha, coming close to the mizbech. But if you have two things to do, if you wash your hand and then have to wear clothing and then have to go closer, that's not subject to this halacha. Again, the halacha of washing the hands is only when the only thing left to do is to come closer, the gisha to come closer, that's when there's a chiv to wash hands. So we see it from here that you first, well, everybody agrees, the second kiddush adayim glayim, meaning you're supposed to first put on your clothing and then wash your hands, and then you come closer. But to wash your hands, then put the clothing on, and then encounter, come close to the mizbeach, that's not in accordance with the pasuk. So the only machlokas, the only debate that exists is when the kiddush that goes on the removing of the clothing. Do you remove clothing first and then wash your hands, or do you wash your hands and then remove the clothing? But again, when wearing clothing, everybody agrees you wear the clothing, then wash your hands, and then do the avodah.
That's the second time you wash.
Exactly.
Right. So the second time you wash, everybody agrees that you have to wear the. It's right. After you put on the clothing.
Exactly.
Right. And the first time is either you wear before Hashata or before you. Okay.
Exactly. So Amalei Rav Acha Brei the Rava, the Ravashi Lo Rav Chisa Islay the Rav Acha Lo Rav Acha Islay the Rav Chisa. They don't hold of each other. Dimkein the Rebbe Havalei Chamesa Kedushin. Because otherwise, according to Rebbe, it turns out there will be a total of 15 different Kedushin. Because, let's see how this works out.
Shemekadesh ne Kedushin b'shad sheinu lovesh kodem kol achat mechameshet atvilot ve'lehachareya lekayim et hapasuk pasad v'rachatz ve'lavash harei asara Kedushin ve'od chamesh קידושים לאחר שלבש בגדיו קודם שיעבוד כדי שלא יהיה מחוסר לבישה בין קידוש לגישה. So right. So basically he says since he has to do two before the levisha. And then since if you hold that while you would blavish you have to make another one, then it's three every time, so it's 15.
Let's see this again, hold on.
Because the sufashat uvarachas bedavash. So that would be every time he sufashat, he has to do two, because he has to do rachas and then lavash. It's just twice. Sufashat uvarachas bedavash.
Right, I see. Because according to that understanding, the rachas is going in between the pshita and levisha, meaning he's washing hand both when he's not wearing any clothing.
Right.
And then this halacha is that when you're wearing clothing, you have to wash also.
Right. Why? Because Rav Acha says that everybody's molding that the second kiddush is that one kiddush has to be done when he's lovish. So then it would be three because he has to do.
That's the way it works out. Let's say as follows: so the guy pshita, the kohen gadol removes the clothing, washes his hands, goes to the mikvah, washes his hands at matam, puts on clothing, and then has to wash yet a third time when wearing the clothing and putting everything together. That would give us a total of 15.
What Rav Acha says would be good. Right.
If both of them are really in agreement with each other, that therefore it can't be true. Right. Okay, let's go further. Says the Gemara now, Heviu lo es atamid kartza. So you bring forward back to the Mishnah, the Kohen Gadol goes to the mikvah, he puts on Big Day Zav. The first avodah he's about to perform in the day, he's wearing Big Day Zav. And they bring forward to him the carbon tamid, and karto, he cuts, he does a shchita. So what does it mean karto? Karto means cut, but the Gemara asks, my karto, what does it mean cut? Amar ula lishna tekat lehu, it means to cut, to kill. That's what karto means. So Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Mikra, what's the pasuk? How do you know kartu means to cut? So the pasuk says, the pasuk is found in Yirmiyah, Egla, that's right, pronounce it the proper way, Egla, Yefei Fiha, Mitzrayim, I have here Yefei Fiha, Mitzrayim, Keretz Mitzafon Bava. Okay. My Mash, what does this mean? Kid Metargim of Yosef, Metargim, Malka Yai, the king. What does that mean, Malka Yah?
Malchut Haguna haita Mitzrayim.
Yah means a good. Okay, that's, I guess, from the Yerushalmi. I think we should have that lashon. Okay, so a good king have a Mitzrayim. Amamin katolin mitzifuna yesin Allah. The
Amim ratzchanim.
Amim ratzchanim.
They're going to come from the north. They're going to kill them. That refers to Babel, apparently, which is in the north of Egypt. According to the way in the sense, they're going to come kill them. Okay, whatever the context of that prophecy is, I really unfortunately don't know. But what we see from here, at least, is the lush and the pasuk.
Well.
What?
Yirmiyahu
as well.
Yirmiyahu as well.
So the pasuk says karatz, and the targum of this is katlan. So we see karatz means to kill, to cut. So Amar Ula says now bekama rather karatz bekama. How much do you have to cut? As the Gemara asks, so Amar Ula berov shnayim. You need two simanim. The lach is so, in order for the shechita to be good, you have to cut the two simanim in the neck of the cow or the, whatever he's shechting now, the sheep rather. You need both simanim. V'chein Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan says also berov shnayim. Most you have to have the majority of both simanim cut to have a good shechita. Reish Lakish held Savar Barosh Shnayim. He also held that most, the majority of two, both Simanim need to be cut. Damar Reish Lakish, the Chimacha, Sheshashinu Rov, Shalachar B'Kamau, Lama Shinu Rov Echad B'Of, Rov Shnayim B'Mehema. So what's Reish Lakish talking about? So after from the fact that we know in general when it comes to Shechita Schulin, shechting a regular animal to eat, that you have to have Rov of one. In terms of a bird you only need one siman. You have to only cut one of the simanim, and for an animal, what are the siman? The trachea and the windpipe, right? That's the two. So the two simanim in the neck. So when it comes to a chicken, a bird, you have to shecht only one siman, and an animal, a behema rather, you have to shecht two. You have to slice two simanim. So again, Reish Lakish says, v'chi me'achas shaninu, after the fact that we learn, rubo she'echad kamahu, that you have to have most of one siman for a bird. Lama shenina ruba echad v'of. So what exactly is the question here? Let's see.
Right. It says, Klomar.
In our Mishnah.
Right.
Our Mishnah says at the end, I'm missing the Mishnah, right?
Is it? Let a Mishnah. Hadana b'shechitat chulin, it's in chulin, chavzayin. Right? Rubo shel siman, echad kamahu, klomar, hachotechet et rov ha-siman. Harei ze kemi sheshachat kulo. Im ken, lama shaninu shuv, besof ha-mishna, im shachat rov siman echad ba'ov, ורוב, או רוב שניים בבהם השחיטה כשרה. Harei, כבר מתחילה המשנה, אנו יודעים שכל ששחט רובו like we already learned it with the bird. Why does he have to go back with the animal?
Right. So the mission in Chul Daf Chav Zayin apparently says it repeats this halacha.
Yarei zu shechita gvura.
Right. So the mission says as follows. This is the first mission in the second paragraph of Chulin. Hashochet echad ba'of v'shnayim b'behema. You shecht one for the bird, two for the behema. Shechita sakshera, it's a good shechita. For rubo shel echad kamo, if you do rov of one siman, that's as if you did the whole siman. Because rubo kakulo, so you shecht most of one siman for a bird. That's a good shechita, even though you haven't done the full. Then it says a few other halachas, and then it concludes this very same mission, just four lines down. Rov echad ba'of, v'rov shnayim b'behema, shechita sakshera. You get most of one siman for a bird, and you get most of both simanim for the animal, the behema. It's a good shechita. So the mishnah repeats the same halacha of rov twice.
What?
Of the trachea or the windpipe.
Meaning if this is the trachea, as long as you cut more than half of the trachea.
What is trachea?
The windpipe.
The vein?
Yes, right. Exactly.
So what do you mean the rov? Vein, it's kind of a pipe, no?
Yes, so as long as you cut like more than 50%, it's already a kshera.
This okay.
Yeah. Right. So,
so the question of the Gemara is, why does it say twice about the bird, or why in general it says the klal twice?
Why in the Mishnah it says it twice?
The klal
of rov.
Not why it repeats bird. Twice.
I'm not sure specifically bird, but maybe bird. In the beginning of the Mishnah talks about bird only.
Right.
So it could be specifically about bird, I guess.
According to this Gemara, it's that you already learned from the beginning that
right.
that whatever is kosher, whatever shechita is kosher as long as you do most of it.
Exactly. So why teach it twice in the very same Mishnah?
Okay.
So let's read this inside again. Four lines from the bottom. Va'af Reish Lakish Shavar. Even Reish Lakish held. Berosh Shnayim, you have to at least, you have to get most of the two simanim of the sheep. Damar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish said, V'chima Acher Shashaninu. After we taught in the Mishnah, Rubo Sha'achar Kamo, that's the first line of the Mishnah. Lama Shaninu Rov Echad Bof, Rov Shnayim Bebema, at the end. The reason, Lefish Shaninu, since we taught in the Mishnah in Yuma, our Mishnah, Hevilo as HaTamid, you bring the Tamid to the Kohen, Umeirik Acher Shechita Ayado, and another Kohen finishes off the rest of the Shechita on his behalf. The Kibas Adam, and the Kohen Gadol catches the blood, the Zark, when he sprinkles it. Yachal, one might think, Lo Meirik Yepasel. Let's say he doesn't do Merika, it should be Pasel. If, let's say, the Kohen Gadol doesn't do Merika, it'll be Pasel. What do you mean? Yachal Lo Meirik Yepasel. If he doesn't do Merika, it'll be Pasel. Im Kain, Havale Avoda Ba'acher. The Kohen Avoda Yom HaKippurim Enoch Shares El Abo. So, if the halacha is that the Merika has to be done, that means the Merika is an essential Avoda. Meaning, if you don't do Merika, if the Gemara is saying Merika is Pasel, so if it's a Pasel, then the Kohen Gadol has to do it, because the Kohen Gadol has to do every single Avoda. So if you're saying Merik is Pasel...
When they call Merik, what they call Merik, Merika is just to
finish. Complete, finish it off, exactly.
It has a specific name.
Right. So, again, the Gemara says that if you might... One might have a halacha to think, if the Merika was not done, the Shechita is Pasel, how could that be possible? If the Merika is needed and would be possible without Merika, it means it's a real important avoda. If it's a real important avoda, the Kohen Gadol has to be finishing it off because he has to do every single avoda. Again, im kein havalei avoda be'acher, you're doing an avoda through another Kohen, and the halacha is that kol avoda sumak eburim enuk shares el bo. It's only kasher to the Kohen Gadol. So it can't be that Merika is a necessary part of the shechita. So the Gemara says, halachi kamar, this is what it means to say. Yachol ye pasul midirban. You might think it's a psul midirban. Midirais, it's certainly okay without the Merika. One might think it's the obligation with the Rabbanan. L'chach sheninu, rov echad bof, rov shnayim bebema. To teach me that no, that's why it repeats the Mishnah. Don't get confused. The halach is, even with the Rabbanan, once you've done most of one siman for of, and most of two siman for behema, even for Yom HaKippurim, it's a completely good shechita, and the merika is simply an afterthought.
Does the Gemara in Chulin mention this Gemara here opposite also?
I don't remember. I don't know. So that's fine. The Gemara's about to ask. We'll save this for Adam tomorrow. If he,
No, but I think we have. Yeah. It's just you're done. It's just two lines.
Okay, we actually two more lines. Okay, we'll help you out a little bit. So then the Gemara says, "Well, v'chima acher da'fiu p'sul mederban leka." If we're saying the Merika is not even a p'sul mederban at all, it's nothing. So why do it? Lamali, why do it? If we just said Merika is unnecessary and you're kosher with the rov simanim and there's no inin at all, so why do Merika? Why have another Kohen do anything? Says the Gemara, Limarik, Lama Limarik, Mitzvah Limarik. There's a mitzvah. What's a mitzvah? So I think Rashi explains, yeah, Kedei Lahotzi Es Adam Yofa. To have the blood come out, it's easier, comes out more, to have the blood come out further. Happens to be, there's a beautiful Tosis here in the bottom. We have time for it? I haven't done this in a while, but I think it's a good Tosis. Let's do, you can go get ready. Anyone who wants, we say there's a nice Tosis on the bottom here, and Lama Bez Lama Bez, which I think talks about these in Yanim here. The Kohen Gadol. Let me look at it quickly here. Let's try to take this one through. Says the Tosos, Im Kain Havile Avoda Ba'acher. So if it's true that Merika is really something that's necessary to be done, so how is it possible that another Kohen could do the Avoda? It doesn't make any sense. Hachanami Hava Matzal Mifrak Im Kain Havile Shechita B'Shnayim. There's another question you could ask. You're doing Shechita. If Merika is a necessary part of the Shechita, there's a problem that you can't have two people doing one Shechita. Im Kain again, Havalei Shechita B'Shnayim. Kaven Dim Lo Merik Pasul. If you're going to say that without the Merika, it's not a good Shechita, so Mimele, having two Kohanim doing a Shechita. Vim Shnayim Shochtin Zevach Echad, Afil Bezach Hazeh Pasul, K'temuchach Meperka Shochet. So Gemara said you could have asked that also. That Gemara could have asked it, but didn't ask that question. Vim Tomer, the Gemara asks, My Kashulei Ba'avoda Ba'acher, what's the big deal that another Avoda is being done by another Kohen? This is later on. There is an opinion out there that the shechting of the par of the Kohen Gadol can be done by a zar. The one who disqualifies it, no. A zar can't do the shechting of the par. That's only referring to the par that comes because of the chovas hayom, the koi ale aron v'chuka. Because the pasuk says aron and chuka, it says specifically though that only a Kohen Gadol could do it. Aval Tamid Delo Shayach L'Chavas Yom HaKippurim. It's not unique to Yom Kippur. Tamid is the general every single day of the year. Happens to be it's Yom Kippur, but it's not unique to Yom Kippur. Lo Koyla Aron L'Chuka B'Shchita. The words Aron L'Chuka that are mentioned in the Pasuk Achrei Mos do not apply to the Tamid. So only because, the only reason why a Zar can't do Shchita according to that opinion is because in Achrei Mos, when it says Par, it also says Chuk V'Aron, which tells me only a Kohen Gadol could do it. The Talmud, which is mentioned elsewhere in the Torah, where the words Aaron and Chukah do not apply to it, so a Zar would be allowed to do it.
So because it's not an Avoda, or because what's...
It's not unique to Yom HaKippurim.
Okay.
Yom Kippur, only reason why Kohen Gadol has to do it is because it says Aaron and Chukah.
But we hold that Shechita is an Avoda, it's just that a Zar can do it, right?
Or no, Shechita is not an Avoda.
It's not Avoda.
Not Avoda. Right. Okay. We mentioned yesterday how it's a little bit complicated. Right. A Zar, in general, can do a Shechita.
Right.
You can't do a Yom Kippur one because Chukah and Aaron. But Tamid is not a Yom Kippur din, it's a general din. So Zar should be able to do it. Aval again, Aval Tamid, Delo Shaykh L'Chovas Yom HaKippurim, Lo Koyel Aaron Chukah. The words don't apply to it. Mishchita came in the Lav Avodei, because it's not Avodei. And there's a lot to be said about that line. V'yesh Lomar, Demikol Malkum, Pasum Midirbanon. It's only Pasum Midirbanon. Now, V'yesh Mepharshim, Mishum Demarika Tzarech Kabbalah. Others say, no, Marika has the Tzarech Kabbalah. So what's he coming to answer here that's a Tzarech Kabbalah? So therefore, I'm trying to remember, there's a lot of lumdus here. I think this is the reason why it's not, it won't be shechita with shnayim, why I couldn't answer shechita b'shnayim. I think that might be the point. I think he's addressing why the initial question Tosfos had isn't going to be a problem of two people doing shechita. There's no. So once it comes out from Tosfos, there are two understandings. What the marika, the function of marika. Is marika considered a gemar shechita, or is marika really a hacharis kabbalah? It's the beginning process of the Kabbalah. I think that comes out of these two different answers of Tosfos.
This is a little bit the contradiction, because in our case, the Kohen does the Kabbalah and he's not doing the Merika.
It's Tzarech Kabbalah. It helps the Kabbalah. It's not an Avoda. It's still not an Avoda.
It's not that whoever does Merika has to do Kabbalah.
Right. It just says the nature of it is helping out the Kabbalah.
But is that the Lashon Tzarech Kabbalah? Does it seem like it helps? Is that what it is?
Well, that's the Gemara. The answer is it's Yafeh. That's the last line we just saw. Mitzvah Lamarik. It's a mitzvah Lamarik, and Rashi said because it helps the blood, it's Hotzias Adam Yofeh. According to Rashi, it sounds like it is about Tzarech Kabbalah, as opposed to a Gemar Shechita.
We should make a Tzarech Kabbalah, velo nehira d'me'ad d'me'ad.
Okay.
All right.